At Ted Vicky. Oh, you're going to tweet while I'm talking. No worries. Good afternoon. I'm glad I'm not first after lunch. I usually start my presentations when I'm in Ireland by saying, as you can tell by my accent, I'm from Cork. Although I did that at a meeting the other day, and the head of the department said, I am from Cork. So I learned my lesson. I'm going to say I'm from Mallow now or somewhere else. Let me start by asking, how many people here have a LinkedIn profile? Perfect. Hopefully what you'll get out of some of the things I'm going to talk about today is how you can enhance your LinkedIn profile. And to really, I see LinkedIn as a way that you can expand from outside of Ireland to the rest of the world. I recently finished my master's here at UL. And when I was in the States deciding where I wanted to attend to get a master's degree, I decided to use LinkedIn to do all my research. I happened to find a professor, or in the States we call them professors, here it would just be a lecturer, of a person that graduated from here who was at Ohio University. And he and I started a conversation on LinkedIn just based upon the search that I did within LinkedIn to find out about the university. So you may ask, how powerful is social networking? I say it's powerful enough that it got this man elected in the United States, what, a year and a half ago. There is a great piece that Mark shared with me, a study, which was... You're welcome. It was a Stanford study, and it's probably 50 pages long?
Yeah.
Of going into the details of how the Obama administration used social networking and social media to get this man elected. Absolutely brilliant. Let's take a look at the size of some of these social media platforms. Thank you, Wikipedia. The first five countries, no surprise. I added some of the European countries. Anyone know where Facebook would be? Third largest in the world. LinkedIn, over 60 million users worldwide that are actively looking to connect with you. I think that's pretty powerful. If you look at the scale of LinkedIn back in 2003, 85,000 members, we had a tipping point. I gave this lecture last year. They had 35 million. That number has more than doubled in less than a year. So people ask, are people using LinkedIn? My answer is yes. I focused last year on my master's thesis looking at how Irish entrepreneurs use LinkedIn to grow the businesses. In fact, if you want a copy of the thesis, I invite you to go to my LinkedIn page and you can download it from my box.net application there, and you can see what I'm suggesting. The people that just came in, do you have LinkedIn profiles? Yes? Okay. I'm going to skip this. It's a great little, what is LinkedIn? Since you all know what it is, we'll just skip past it. I found this on CNBC last week. I wish, what is it, Henrik Von S. He posted a question on LinkedIn. Very simple question. Anybody have an iPhone? What's the biggest complaint? Battery life. He had the same question. He posted it on a group saying, does anyone have a solution for my iPhone battery? He found out that within his connections, he had a connection with a company in China that made batteries. He had another connection in San Francisco that was a logo designer. Another in that could make a box for the product. A blogger actually made a web commercial for this battery. New York City, he had a connection that made a video commercial